Uh-huh.
And it was one of the most beautiful things I ever went through.
Uh-huh.
By when he came over, it was like when he left his body at the hospital for the last time. It was just amazing seeing. He had a little trouble with alcohol.
Uh-huh.
And he was a great hunter. And his wife and him separated. He hid the gun so they couldn't get him. And then he owed my mother quite a bit of money. And when he came out of the body, and there was my father was standing there, and my grandmother was standing there waiting for him, and I was standing there.
Oh.
And he told me, he says, go to this little town north of Twin Cities. He says, in a trailer house on the west side of that town. The guy's name is Willie. And he says, that's where all my guns are. He says, he was a great hunter. He says, pick up those guns and give them to Ma. And she could sell them and probably get, you know, the money back.
Mm-hmm.
And that night, I went home. I told my mother, I said, Mother, I said, don't ask no questions. Just do what I say. And we went over there, and that trailer house was right where he said. We got mm-hmm. the guns, and everything went there. But when he left, and he seen me standing there on the other side, he looked at me, he says, did you die too?
Uh-huh.
I said, no, I have to come back.
Uh-huh.
And he said to me, he said, boy, I sure goofed up this life, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
I said, don't worry about it. You'll be back to make up for it. So it was just a beautiful experience.
Oh, yes. Well, I've had some wonderful experiences on that myself.
You're all making me very, very envious, you know.
Well, there's a time coming, Bill. We're all rooting for you, you know. Well, say, you know, I had a very nice experience it was October 1st, to be correct about it. And, you know, you've heard of Cleet Roberts.
Yes, I know Cleet.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, he was a wonderful man, I always thought. And he had such wonderful ideas and all. Well, do you know, I met him in the Astro.
He found a television station over there?
Where did you hear? Anyway, I said, well, Cleet Roberts. And he says, well, I don't think I know you. Well, I said, no, you don't know me, but you know, everybody knows you. And he said, I said, you're the writer and newscaster, and goodness, during the World War, he was a correspondent, so he was really right up there.
Well, how's Cleet doing?
Well, we had a wonderful talk that I can tell you about. And so I don't want to get ahead of myself. Do you want me to hear a little bit what we said?
I'd love to, Starlight, but my board is full. There are a lot of people who want to...
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, it was really interesting. Anyway, he's a great fellow. And I'll tell you one thing, something very beautiful. Now, people leave this particular astral place in the Valley of the Shadow, they leave there in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was there with Cleet, and my husband was with me also, he goes out too. And a door opened before us, and a beautiful, beautiful blue sky, and the lovely floating clouds were right ahead of us. And the fragrance that came out from there of the flowers that permeated the air, it was just wonderful. And Cleet waved goodbye to us, and he turned his head. And now listen to this. The angel was there, and the angel looked at us, smiled, and winked. Then they were gone.
That's an angel for you.
Yeah. Well, can you imagine? I guess not many people have had angels wink at them, have they? But that's the way this is true.
Well, listen, my wife winks at me all the time, and she's an angel.
Oh, say, that's a good one.
Okay, Starlight, thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have Tim on the line now. Tim, welcome aboard.
Hello.
We're traveling a lot of ground here.
Yes.
From Cleet Roberts to whatever. What's on your mind?
Okay, I've had several out-of-body experiences.
Did you meet Cleet on the other side?
No, I didn't. Okay, I haven't been off the Earth.
Uh-huh.
I've only traveled around, but I had these... It just happened to me. I didn't learn it from anybody or anything. It just all of a sudden happened.
That quite often happens, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know it happened. It really scared me at first because I felt this, like, electrical charge all over my body. And there was a bright light up to the right of me, up to the right of me, like a big, long tunnel with a light at the end of it. And I saw this bright, bright light. And I just got this electrical feeling, and all of a sudden I just went poof, and I went out of my body. And it really scared me.
You did it with a poof.
Yeah. Did it naturally. Huh?
It just went out natural.
Yeah.
That's great. You know, it's like me and Bill were talking at the beginning of the program. We had that when we were a small child. And the majority of the people lose that. But that's just natural.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I go out all the time.
Well, Tim, have you made any other trips?
Yes, I went to my grandmother's.
Yeah.
One afternoon, I was laying down, taking a little nap-like thing, and I wasn't even thinking about going out, and I went out, and within a split, less than a second, I was at my grandmother's house, and I saw her sitting at the table eating. And it kind of scared me. And so, it scared me so much that I thought, well, something was happening to her or something. Then I went, so I came back right away, and I shook myself out of it. And I got up right away and got on the phone and called over there. And my uncle answered the phone. And I said, well, what's Grandma doing right now? He says, she's sitting at the table eating. And I said, what table? And she says, the dining room table, just exactly where I saw her.
So you have no question in your mind that you went out of body and went over to Grandma's house?
Oh, right? I have no question at all about that. But
how far away is Grandma's house?
She lives about 3 or 4 miles from here.
So it's very close.
Yeah, very close. So I just was there just in a split second, but I have had a lot of other
Where have you gone other than to Grandma's house?
Just in around my house, inside my house,
mm-hmm.
and places like that. But I've never gone any great distance yet, and I'm just wondering how you do that.
Just will it? And away you go.
Well, and away you go. That's what somebody told me, too, about it. But I've had other strange experiences, too.
Like what?
A lot of ESP things I've had happen to me. A lot of different type things.
Well, Jerry, he can go anywhere, can he? He can go to the planets. He can go as long as he stays supposed to stay in the physical level. But you'll have, I think you'll find it far more interesting on the astral level, Tim, if you want to go up there.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering now, how would I go about seeing my father? He's been dead for 20 years.
Will
almost
it?
20 years. Just will it.
That's right. Anything you will, you'll go any place. If you want to go to England, you go. If you want to go to Mars, just will it.
Uh-huh.
It'll come. Just think about it, and you're there. See, one thing you got to remember, when you're out of the body, there is no time or space. You're with one, call it. Yeah, all the time. So just think, and you're there.
You're very fortunate, Tim, to be able to do that naturally.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do understand that we live in the past, present, and future all at the same time. I do believe that.
Well, here on the physical level on Earth, we live in a very, very constrained place. And it's made even more constrained by the teachings and the mores of our society. Hopefully we can break those down.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I always say, Bill, here on Earth we live in illusion.
Probably so.
And I always said, wouldn't it be a son of a gun, you wake up on the astral one morning and find out I had a bad dream, I dreamt I was on Earth?
Yeah. Listen, I have that dream every night. You know, this is a snake pit we live in here. Hey, Tim, don't be scared about it. Explore it and expand upon it. I think it'll make you spiritually... a much more solid person, because you see that all of this is real and it is not just myth. It's important to you.
Yes, it is.
And you'll get a better grasp on what is really going on as opposed to what we've been taught.
Could I ask one more question?
Sure.
Okay. How does you go about... I have these things where I know what's going to happen in the future. Is that part of it, too?
Are your precognitive ability? Your
right.
psychic precognitive
right.
ability? I have a theory of mine, and I think you and I have talked about this before, Jerry, that a lot of the precognitive ability that people has is based upon the fact that they literally are going out of body and into the future. Now, we do know that the out-of-body travelers can go into the future. In fact, some of them are doing very valuable work in that respect for the government. And that may be a part of it. And you have an ability to do that almost just in a flash of a second or two.
It's all connected, if you know what I mean. That seeing the future in that, with the astral projection, it's all connected. And I used to go into the future and you see a vision or something like that, but I kind of got away from it. I devoted myself more just to going out of the body. But it's connected in a way that if you can get the vision, you should be able to astral project too then, with no problem at all, in which you are. So it is a connection to both. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean.
Does that help you, Tim?
Yeah, it does, because I do these things quite often. ESP type things. I can tell the future. I can do that quite often.
Well, you have a really fine gift there, and I hope you find home it and use it for your betterment and those around you.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Well, thank you for talking.
Thank you, Tim.
Okay.
Appreciate your call.
Bye now.
KABC time now is 18 minutes away from 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. I'm Bill Jenkins. It's Open Mind. Jerry Gross is with me of Search and Prove, a research organization into the out-of-body experience. And it's an experience that we all want to take, I would think. We're trying to introduce you to some of that thinking. It may be difficult for you, but it is actually going on. And whether you believe it or not is unimportant. One of these days, you'll find out about it anyway. On the line. Cynthia, welcome to Open Mind.
Well, good evening. God bless you, one and all.
Thank you.
If you say Cynthia, then you can get it a little easier.
It's late in the night, Cynthia.
Pardon?
It's late in the night. Come on.
Well, for some people, perhaps.
Give me a break.
What I wanted to talk about is maybe a unique kind of situation that I find myself and my husband in. We are improper in a lawsuit against a lot of corrupt officials in the county of San Bernardino, which we've been fighting for 3 years. I have experienced in the past where I can rather easily get out of my body, and I go out and I research, and actually I've found a lot of information that way, and I've seen lists and things of incredible property that my husband had that they took from him and never listed and such. But when I wake up, it's almost like it's right there in my hand when I'm out of my body. But I get back, and then I start to forget. And so I thought with your special guest on this evening that he might be able to help me out on how I can have much clearer memory to be able to recall lists of items and various evidences and things and where they're housed and what catalog numbers and things like that that the police absolutely do not want to give us, and which we have been fighting tooth and nail with them. Any comments?
Good question, Jerry. How do you remember what you saw and be able to translate that into some sort of action?
I told the other guest that called, listener that called was...
Excuse me, may I say that I'm having difficulty in hearing Jerry? I can hear you.
Yeah, Jerry, can you speak up just a little bit?
Sure.
He's up in St. Paul, Minnesota.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, the main thing, you got to program yourself for this. You got to program that subconscious. You will remember. And by doing that, I don't care what's on that list, have a piece of paper or a pencil by your bed or even a tape recorder. As soon as you do come back into the body, you got it, turn that thing on or start writing right away. No matter what it is, start putting it down. And as you write, it will all come to you right away.
I think you're right about that. I used to keep a dream log, and it was reams and reams and reams when I was a child, and I gave up because I'd spend most of the night writing what I remembered.
Try a tape recorder. That may be a little easier.
Well, I use the tape recorder all the time. I should move it to my bed whenever I'm asleep at night. I just wanted to say also that it's very refreshing to hear someone else talk about angels because they are there to help us. And I certainly do pray very fervently, and I do feel, you know, that the answers do come. And I know that it was made possible for me to seek some help this evening because my husband and I, God bless him, can use all the help that we can get from all the helping hands out there that want to see not only this case coming to light of this type of police abuse that goes on,
mm-hmm.
but it is really the norm, it seems, across America. And I'm just so grateful to see the light of God shining forth on all these cases that are coming forth of how people are abused.
It's important on that, Cynthia, that people stand up and make the public officials accountable for their actions. You know, they sometimes think they are the law, they're not the law, the people are the law.
That's very true.
And whatever course that this may take you, and certainly if you can use the asset of the out-of-body travel and the other things that can be found on the other side to bring justice to hand, I think you'll get a lot of help.
Well, I'm sure it will come about.
Okay.
Because we do stand on the flame of justice, and that's why we're here in this world.
Then you don't have anything to worry about. You'll make it.
That's true. It doesn't matter if we win or not. It's all the noise that we're making and all the things that are happening as a result.
If you're right, then you need to win, and I'm sure you will.
Well, by God's grace.
Okay.
Thank you ever so much.
Every answer you want is out there. All you got to do is reach it. Reach for it, and you will get it.
I know.
Okay. Al, you're on now.
Bill, I just want to say you have a great show.
Thank you very much.
I listen to you every week, and I just love it. That's all I can tell you.
thank you.
Tonight, Jerry, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Mellow as a cello, my man. I must tell you, I had an incredible experience. And I just, it scared me.
Mellow as a cello? Oh, that's mellow.
Yes, my man. Especially tonight. It's a holy night. Listening to my main man. But I had this, I thought it was a dream, but after listening to the show, evidently it isn't a dream, that I left my body and went up to like the top of my ceiling and looked down upon my body. And I got very scared when this happened. And I turned into a prober type situation and like went back into time. Do you have any explanation for this?
Well, that's what you did. You went back in time.
Jerry, I could barely hear you.
Yeah, Jerry, can you speak up a little bit? You need to really get right into that old telephone there.
Okay. Exactly what you did. You went back into time.
Yeah, I probed back in time to, I don't know when, but like maybe 100 years, I don't know. It just was the most amazing thing in the world. You know, I think I would just scared myself into it or something.
What did you see?
I saw people dressed in, women in long skirts, men with puffy pants. I mean, it was amazing. It was like the Pilgrim's Days, you know.
Did you
recognize? Sure you weren't in Hollywood?
I probably was in Hollywood Boulevard, actually, but no, I wasn't. I was, it was in my sleep. As a matter of fact, when I woke up out of my sleep, I was all sweated up, and I was scared. I was really scared. I mean, I hate to admit it, but I was.
Yeah, the majority of the people do get scared when they have something like that.
I'm sorry?
The majority of the people do get scared when they have something like that. They don't know actually what's going on.
Right.
I don't know.
Do you have any suggestions? I mean, this only happened to me one time, but I mean, do you have any suggestions maybe for a future probe?
I'm not getting afraid.
Jerry, one last question. Have you ever heard of Benjamin Futz?
No, I haven't.
He's a writer out of New York, Hathaway Books, who I think had a book about astroplaning. It was very interesting.
About the astral plane?
Yes.
Benjamin wrote a book about astral travel.
Astral travel.
Is what Al is talking about. I think the main thing for you, Al, is not to be afraid. It's a normal function. Just roll with it and explore it. Let it be a moment of discovery. Hello? Well, who knows what happened there? Hope everything's all right with Al. We'll go on to Ann, who was talking to us. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
Yeah.
I have a question that relates to what the gentleman just before me was talking about. And I've been wondering about this for about 15 years, and I never had the opportunity to find out the answer in any source of reading or hearing anyone speak of it. When I was about 15, I woke up one morning, and suddenly I was someplace else, and it seemed like I was in another country. It was winter where I was, and it was summer in the place that I found myself, and it was so real. It was just like when I came back, I didn't know what was reality, whether the summer or the winter. It was just so vivid. Is that something that might be linked to an out-of-body, or would that be something else?
That's exactly what out-of-body is.
But, I mean, I was in a different climate, and I was in a different... people were dressed in different clothes, like 1880. And it just...
It sounds like you went to another place and another time.
Another time when you were out.
And it was just so vivid. I watched my feet walking on the hot dirt, and I had shorts on, and I was barefoot, and I was on a mountaintop, evidently. It was just so... I've never heard any reference to anything like that, and this evening has been the first time I've heard any reference to a time travel.
Well, welcome to Open Mind.
Well, yeah, you can... when you get a lot of people go back. Matter of fact... I don't know if you believe it in reincarnation or not.
Yes, I do.
And a lot of times you can leave the body and you go back to another life of yours at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And which is a real good experience because you learn something from it.
But it was so vivid. It felt just like it was me at the present time of me having the experience. It didn't feel like I was any other person but the person I was at the time that I had the experience.
That's probably what you were experiencing.
Looking back.
Like a reincarnation?
You were in.
Mm-hmm.
Was that what you meant? Like a reincarnation?
You went back to a time period of a previous lifetime. Probably not as the person that you were at that time. However, I do know of people that have gone back and watched themselves in another lifetime.
Mm-hmm. I thought maybe it related to what you were talking about tonight.
It does. Very much.
Very much on that.
Oh, my.
But you did go out of body, it sounds like. And you just went back to another time. That happens. That's a part of the out-of-body experience.
And no one knows what causes. No one knows what causes that sort of thing?
You caused it.
You caused, yeah.
But I wasn't... I had just woke up. It was like I never planned it or anything.
Always remember this. We only use the physical mind. You got a beautiful subconscious mind that's always working for you. It's trying to teach you. But we don't take advantage of it. And the only time that the subconscious mind can really work with you is when your body's asleep. And it will take you back into different things and try to teach you something. You were back here. What did you do wrong there?
Uh-huh.
And make you bring that back to improve your life in this reincarnation. You know what I mean?
Yes, I think so.
You're always striving for improvement, and if you have a natural ability to make this transference to another life and to another life or to another time period, it'll be very helpful to you.
Mm-hmm.
But pay attention to what's going on,
mm-hmm.
because you're here for a reason, and that's
right.
The improvement of your spiritual being. And what a marvelous tool it is for you to
mm-hmm.
help do just that.
Well, I've always wondered about that, and I thank you for answering my question.
All right. Sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bill?
Yeah.
See, the whole thing is...
Can you speak up just a little bit, Jerry?
The whole thing is, when we were little babies, in the little body, our subconscious was controlling us then.
Mm-hmm.
But as the material mind started to develop, we shoved the subconscious back. And this is what I always stress my lectures already. We got to learn to bring that subconscious back out into focus again that we can use it when we're awake, too. And this is the whole thing about astral projection, of using the subconscious to do it, not the physical. We want to put the physical to sleep and use the subconscious.
Right. And, you know, one of the tricks of life, I think, particularly in this more enlightened time, is the ability to tap that. Whereas usually we can't, but I think we're finding more and more people who can, and there's a need for doing that now, right?
That's right. And we can tap it if we work at it.
And realize that we can. I think that's the first step. We've been so carefully taught that we can't do things like this, and we were so carefully taught wrong.
That's right. That's right. That's what threw the hammer into Will.
It really did. But I'm very gratified in seeing that there are a lot of people who understand, and it's no reflection upon the parents and the teachers that we've had in the past and the traditional education we've had in the past that just wasn't right. It was right for the time, but we live now in a new time, an enlightened age. The new age is upon us. In fact, we've crossed over the threshold, and there are going to be so many, many changes, and the ability to travel out of body is one of them. It's a very enlightening and educational experience, and we'll discuss it more in this next hour with Jerry Gross on Open Mind. I'm Bill Jenkins. Stay with us.
Well, there's some stuff we're not supposed to know. We're supposed to know everything.
Well, in the times that we live in, we need every trick in the bag to get the information we need to be able to cope and indeed save this old planet and the humanity that lives on it. And I think one of the reasons that the door is opening to so many to this new avenue is because the need is there. It's people have had for all of man's history a relationship with the spiritual side of life that has been done through the prophets and through the seers and through the transmediums and those people who had that connection. But now the times demand that we all develop that kind of connection, and the out-of-body travel certainly is one of the ways to do it. We've seen enough scientific data, I think, to establish that it does happen. In fact, the burden of proof is on the detractors now that it doesn't happen. It does happen. It may violate your belief systems. It may violate your religious beliefs. Who cares? The fact of the matter is that it's there. We're in a time where the things that you don't believe in are coming true. And we've just a few of them that have happened on this show. The advent of an electrical device that produces an enormous amount of energy, much more than it uses, is a fact. It's reality. It's on the line. It will be on the marketplace. And there are still physicists at MIT that say it can't be done. Well, thank goodness there are physicists other than the ones at MIT who didn't believe that, because if we left it up to them, we'd never have our free energy device, which is here now. And the same thing is true with the out-of-body experience. Are you ready to answer some more questions, Jerry?
I'm all ready to go, Bill.
All right, here we go. We have Rex on the line. Hello, Rex.
Hello, Bill.
Yes.
One of the questions I have is, somebody that is not experienced or has never been instructed in out-of-body experiences, how can they tell whether or not they've experienced this before? What I mean is, how can we tell whether or not the dreams we had before were actually out-of-body experiences, or were they actually just dreams?
All right, that's probably a good question, Jerry. How do you discern that in your mind, whether you had a dream or you were remembering an out-of-body experience?
One thing about an out-of-body experience is that you get up in the morning and you will remember it good. It's something that will hang on you, you know. It just won't leave in a couple of minutes after you wake up. It'll bother you maybe for a couple of days. Because it was something to impress on you. And you see that happen so often that people will have a dream. They call it a dream, but it's all about experience. And maybe in their life they'll change something in them for the better. And they don't know why, but they got it through that experience that there was something they had to change.
You learn a lot of valuable information through this.
Right.
Whereas a dream is extremely symbolic, usually.
Usually just comes in and fades away and goes away from you.
Right.
Now, it don't bother you at all.
Well, one of the things that listening to the conversation this evening is, I've had dreams that I can recall very accurately what happened, and I'll wake up in the morning and remember them completely or totally, to where other dreams I wouldn't. And I'm kind of curious to find out whether or not that, you know, that's what I was experiencing.
The ones you remember almost every little detail of that dream, is you're out of the body. But a regular dream, what people call regular dreams, is like when you take a cat nap and something just flows through and flows right back out, and you wake up and you say, I had a funny, you know, and it's gone.
Sure.
Kind of a symbolic, meaningless, nonsensical, or perhaps even real thing.
All right.
But you can understand, I think, the difference in the subject matter. Maybe that's one way to put it.
Yeah, I understand what he's saying is you know, the catnapping and when your mind is wandering. But this is something that you wake up in the morning and you remember very candidly, and you don't understand why, or at least I haven't, why you had this dream, but it makes a great impression upon you. And just from listening to the program tonight, I was curious whether or not that's what I was experiencing. Something else we talked about while listening to the show tonight is to find out, how do you go about to visiting somebody like a deceased relative?
I think the first thing you do is get Jerry's books.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Jerry, do you want us to give the address and how they go about getting your course?
Sure.
Do it again.
It's Search and Proof, Box K, St. Paul Park, St. Paul, Minnesota, 55071. And the course costs you... So the whole course is $30. It's a six-month course. Because you take 1 month to read a book all the way through.
And do what you're supposed to do in there, right?
What was that, Bill?
And do what you're supposed to do. If you follow the book, it takes a month, each one of those books, right?
Right.
Right.
By practicing what's in them.
Right. Does that help you, Rex?
It sure does. Thank you very much, Bill.
All right. I appreciate you calling in and checking in with us.
You bet.
We have... Lota?
Leota.
Leota. Hello, Leota.
what a romantic
name that is. Leota. It just kind of rolls off the tongue.
I think it's actually a Cherokee Indian name.
Sounds like it might be.
Uh-huh. But I'm not Indian, that is.
Okay.
First, I want to thank you for your program. It has helped me enormously with my psychic experiences. In effect, it tells me each week, Leota, you're really not crazy after all.
Oh, Leota, you're one of my people. Thank you very much for saying that. That's sweet of you.
Well, it does help me very much, and I'm quite sincere about this, because sometimes I think I must be going balmy. Because I was born this way, you know. I hear things. I sometimes see things.
Why don't you go to England with us, and we'll go over there and check where it all came from.
And I know when I meet people, I pick up many times their vibrations. And they'll be telling me one thing, and I'm picking up something else, and I'm backing away from them. And it's things of this sort. So you do help me to prove to myself I'm really not crazy.
Well, thank you. You know, we all have to stick together, Leota.
Well, yes, but I seem to be the odd one in the family, so... That makes it rather difficult.
Welcome to the open mind family.
Well, thank you. And I should like, I travel, too.
You go out of body?
Yeah.
Well, everybody goes out of body but Bill.
Well, I thought I've been traveling ever since I could remember, so... And there are a couple of things that I would like to ask Jerry.
He's right here.
Okay. Now, the first one... It happened several years ago, but it's still very clear in my mind. I do not know where I went. Wherever it was, I was helping a crew. I was a member of a crew of people who were teleporting other people to other planets. I asked the man in charge of all of us, the crew, shouldn't I be able to see the people, or at least the energy stream, when we were teleporting them to another place? And he said, no. My question is, where did I go? What? Where does this sort of thing take place?
Well, it's a story that Cleet Roberts is probably covering.
It sounds weird, doesn't it?
Yes.
Does Jerry have any idea where I might have gone?
Okay, you couldn't see the people.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I mean, you mean the people we were teleporting?
Right.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. This seemed to be some sort of machinery, if you will. I mean, I was part of a group of people who were teleporting other people somewhere else. And these people seemed to go into this little room, and they, from there, they went somewhere else.
You were a 20th Century Fox on the on the set of
Star Wars.
Well, that's a very easy question to answer.
Yeah, where was I?
You were in the astral plane, okay? Now, you had this all your life, right?
Uh-huh.
And what they do, what the spirit guides do, they use you at night.
Uh-huh.
To help them of taking the souls that are sleeping, taking the people that are sleeping, taking their souls out, and transporting them over to the next plane of existence. You get what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I do that a lot. They go in this little room, and you see them, and they go somewhere else.
That's right.
I go through that a lot. And everybody I know that, and that astral projected, for quite a while,
uh-huh.
I go through this. And this is what they call, I ask the spirit guide, what are we doing? And we're helping them. I'm taking the people, and it's just, you know, every minute, there's a wave of souls coming over to visit.
Yeah, they were just, you know, regular people, men, women, children, whatnot.
See, the sun's always setting, and there's always a wave coming in. When you're out, you go help them a lot.
That's what I was doing?
Yes. About four or five people that I astral project with, and we all go through that exactly the same thing you went through.
Well, I was a helper.
Right.
Now, I wasn't teleporting myself.
No. You were helping to teleport the other souls over.
Right. And my question was, shouldn't I be able to see the energy stream when we teleported them? And the man said no.
Because you were in the finer matter then already. See, we can see the energy stream when we look at the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But now when we move into the astral, it's a more finer matter.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the astral body, it's hard to see that energy of your own, see? Now, if you were up into a higher plane of existence, then you could see the astral energy real good.
Oh, I see, but at my level, I couldn't.
You couldn't. See, I can see the Earth energy real good, like I can read auras on people
uh-huh.
real good. But now, when I get out of the body and I meet somebody in the astral or their astral body, then it is hard for me to read that because it's a finer matter.
Oh, I see. So I was helping them, but not progressed sufficiently to see the finer
energy. You didn't need to because you were already in there.
Yes.
And then when you go to after the astral plane, when you go to the next plane after that, it's a more finer matter yet. And as you progress higher and higher, it gets finer and finer.
Oh, you mean I was just helping one of a crew, as I call it, helping the people who were arriving from the planet Earth.
Right.
That sounds like what it was.
Okay, now...
Goes on all the time.
I got one more question to ask you.
Make it quick, because we have a full board here.
Right. There is one other thing. I go way out somewhere else, and all I see are lights. and they are moving. And some are close by and some are far away, but everything is in motion. But the background is dark. Where am I? Out in the universe?
You're out in the universe here. But you should be, the background's black, right?
Right.
But that's all you see is lights.
Right.
Do you feel a gush in the ears as you...
No, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It is absolutely beautiful.
You just shoot through time.
I'm what?
Just shooting through the universe.
Oh, I am?
Yes.
But it's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
It's supposed to be.
What are these moving lights?
Well, that's actually the lights are moving. That's you moving.
It is?
Yeah, you're moving through. You're moving through stars.
The universe.
Oh, I thought the lights were moving and I was stationary.
Just look at it the other way. The lights are still there, the stars, or whatever you want to call them. And you're the moving through that.
Oh.
You're going through there like the Starship Enterprise.
Oh, it's faster than that.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much. You've helped me immensely.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, Leona, thank you very much. It's interesting how, you know, people are running across experiences that are really, to the out-of-body traveler, something quite normal. You know, by the way, I want to mention before we get back to Jerry Gross, who's standing by talking to us from St. Paul, Minnesota tonight about the out-of-body experience, that we are going to be taking a trip, you and I, to London, England, and environs. And at the present time, I'd like to hear from you. Just write me a card or a letter about, yeah, you would like to go. There's no obligation here. We're just kind of trying to sample you and find out how many would like to go. We'd like to have a couple hundred go if they would. And also, things that you know that us open mind folks would like seeing over in London. I know that the ghost houses are over there. We'll see those. Stonehenge. Maybe you have some ideas, too. If you would get to me, tell me what you feel, whether you think you could go. We'll make it very, very easy for you. As a member of the KABC Travel Club, Chucky Travel will take care of all of that, and it's going to be a very, very inexpensive way to see London and England, and we'll all go together. We'll have a great time. That'll happen in April or May, somewhere along there. But I'd like to hear from you if you want to be a part of that fun group. You know, England will never be the same after we all get over there. We'll tear that place apart, right? Okay, we have Rick here. Rick, welcome aboard.
Hi, good evening, Bill.
Uh-huh.
Good evening, Jerry.
Good evening.
Hi, Bill, have you ever thought about maybe you won't be able to astral travel for a while, because if you could astral travel, you'd probably spend your all your time over there on the other side.
Yeah, probably so. There's so many things I want to find out and do, but I understand that there's no time or space. I probably could spend what would seem to be like months over there and not be gone as far as the physical life is concerned, but just a very short time. Isn't that true, Jerry?
That's right.
Well, that's a good point. I've thought of myself as I'd like to do it, but I haven't really made a strong enough effort yet.
In fact, the great universities are over there, and that's where our concept of the universities came from, was from the out-of-body travelers who found the universities in existence over there and brought the idea back.
Hmm. So that's fascinating. Jerry, I wanted to ask you, tonight we've talked a little bit about the future and the past events. Have you seen anything on the other side as related to any big earthquakes that we might have, especially here in California? Everybody's worried about the big one. Have you ever heard any precognition that you've had about the big earthquake here?
No. Mm-hmm. I never heard anything about the big earthquake in California.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I read about it that so many people predicted it. But I haven't got no information on that. The only thing that I got that would happen to California, that a tidal wave would hit it.
Oh, yeah. When would that come about?
In the morning at 9:30.
My car doesn't dry, that's it.
I would say, you know, it's so hard. Did they say
within, what, 5 or 10 years?
He's trying to tell you. Hang on.
Oh.
Go ahead, Jerry.
I'd say it'll be between, within the next 20 years.
Uh-huh.
It'd just be the shoreline that would really get it. It wouldn't be the
water
in the hills or...
Sure.
Well, you know, we have tidal waves that come periodically because of offshore earthquakes or even volcanic eruptions, so that's sort of a natural thing.
As far as earthquakes go, South America is going to get it bad. That's where the bad ones are going to be.
I see. Yeah, we've been having a lot of them, it seems like, lately.
A lot of little ones, thank goodness. You know, I'd rather have a little swarm of little ones than a no swarm and one big one.
Well, they have an earthquake every minute, though.
Yeah, they go in all the time. You know, the earth is constantly settling down in its big easy chair.
Right.
And something quakes.
True. Jerry, I wanted to ask you, when you're astral traveling, do you see lots of spirits, or is it just you and your partners?
Oh, no, it all depends upon if I want to see them.
If you want to see them.
If I want
they're
to
around
see
you, I guess.
If I want to go home, then I'll see a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
If I just want to mosey around the earth here, then I don't see many of them.
Well, do you see do you see, like, children, too? Or are the people have an adult body? Do all the spirits look tend to look alike at the same similar age?
Well, it's really hard to say, you know, like, if I want to meet somebody that I knew from Earth, they're going to take on an appearance that I would remember them by, right?
Right.
So if you had a little child that left their body early and you'd want to meet them, they're going to appear to you as a little child, so you would remember them.
Nice.